If you used to have a condition such as chronic fatigue syndrome, ME, chronic Lyme, well, you know, all those labels that don't bring you any further, then in the past, it was provocative to say that you could recover from such a condition. Then that has slowly shifted into believing that you actually can recover. And you can recover with the help of brain training. At least that's the narrative nowadays. And I used to do a brain training course myself back in the days when you could hardly speak about this, when talking about brain training would cause you to be banned from certain Facebook groups that were considered very normal and healthy. And I have encountered several problems with that. But by now, as a therapist who worked with maybe over 1,000 different people with chronic conditions, my opinion about this brain training is a little bit worse right now than it used to be. In fact, I'm very against it right now, especially to the way that it is being sold and treated and dealt with nowadays. And many people are like saying to me, Daniel, why? Why are you doing this right now? Because finally there is the belief that we can recover. And then you are against the most effective treatment. Well, let's talk about it. So let's look at brain training. What is it? The way that it is being sold right now is that you apply sort of a positive visualization technique, and that brings you into a different state of mind. So let's say you're very stressed and negative about your condition, about your health, about life and as a total. And instead of focusing upon that or focusing upon the symptoms and the fear of the symptoms, we just do something completely different. So there are visualization techniques that bring you back into a state of joy. For example, that time when you visited the lake, the beach, when you were laughing with your friends, etc. And you make those memories or visualizations as vivid as possible. And the idea is then that by practicing these positive states of mind, these positive states of mind will become easier to maintain, and it will chronically rewire your system when you're overall more in a good state than in a bad state. And so far, these techniques sound really positive. The good thing about it is that it's really simple. Like, everyone can do this, everyone can teach this. It's straight to the point, and you will need to do that every time you find yourself negative. So that can for someone be 60 times a day, for other people 100 times a day, for other people 30 times a day, etc. And when you're anxious, then just keep applying the tools again and again and again and again and again and again. So therefore, I think that the brain training courses that are there right now, they probably apply different sorts of visualizations. Back when I did it, it was only one, and it was getting very tedious over time. Again and again and again, and it was sort of like I started to get really frustrated by doing it again and again. That said, I had a positive experience in the beginning days of applying these tools. And I reached the so-called 70% line. And from there, a few people recover fully, but most people can't maintain that 70% line. And that is because old stress is coming up. Now, when I did the course back in 2017, I asked the coach or the practitioner, do we have to assume that the root cause behind all the symptoms is still there, or is it gone? And the coach told me, we have to assume that the root cause is gone. So according to those words, the people with chronic symptoms were only in a negative loop, a loop of negativity that can be broken with things such as brain retraining. But other treatments such as pacing also try to achieve the same thing, to get some form of positivity, optimism, safety in your life, feeling good. And then as a result, the symptoms will magically wind down. Unfortunately for me, the root cause behind my symptoms was not gone. And unfortunately for the majority of people who are doing a brain retraining course, the root cause is not gone. That means that doing these techniques over and over again becomes very toxic. So let's say we put you in an inner better place, you calm down, you experience the so-called 70% feeling where you sort of feel okay, you can make it through the day, and that's an amazing result, of course. But then the symptoms of the old stress that you have been suppressing into your nervous system comes up. Why? Because you have told your nervous system that it is safe. And as a consequence, all these old energies, these old stressors that are still in your body, need a way to get out of your body. And you will become maybe very anxious, nervous. And if you then ask a brain retraining coach what to do, then he or she will tell you to just keep on going with that, what worked in the beginning. But unfortunately, the majority of the people become more nervous, more anxious, the more they do this. And there are heartbreaking stories from young people all over the world, and they meet every night in Zoom meetings to keep applying this positive brain retraining techniques because they have to deal with the anxiety and the old stressors that are coming up. And it becomes very, very toxic. So there are several kind of stressors and symptoms in every chronic disease. And the first one is stress symptoms. Being in a constant state of resistance and stress. Usually these symptoms and these stressors are secondary. So there are the primary symptoms, let's say a crash, or fatigue, nausea, etc. And on top of that, you can become chronically wired to fight the stressors that are inside of your body or to fight your reality, to be in a state against it. And you can become chronically wired. So the first symptoms that we're dealing with always, also in the release course, is to wind down the stress response against the symptoms. And brain retraining actually works great for this, but only for that. Because there are also other kinds of symptoms. There are mind-body symptoms. There are healing symptoms. There are organ stress symptoms. You name it. And they don't work against that. And if your primary symptom is a mind-body symptom, let's say a crash, these mind-body symptoms usually tend to come up after, for example, a viral infection or after a good phase in your life. But the brain training doesn't work against that. So most people are dealing with a complex mixture of all kinds of symptoms that are together their experience of a chronic disease. So there are mind-body symptoms, fatigue, pain, nausea, dizziness, tooth pain, mouth pain, etc. Stress symptoms like can't sleep, digestion issues also. And on top of that, there are also organ symptoms, let's say POTS, also other digestion issues, shortness of breath. And brain retraining doesn't work against all those other kinds of symptoms. Also, because it can get so tedious to deal with your stress symptoms with brain retraining, I think there are far more effective tools to deal with calming down the nervous system than all these visualization techniques. Because all these visualization techniques are also coming out of stress. In the past, most of these techniques also always started with the stop. So stop, I don't want this. I want something else. So let's say you've got anxiety. You've got anxiety because you put yourself into a good state. The old stress wants to come up. The anxiety is on your chest and you keep doing stop. What you're doing then is that you're telling your brain that this stress or anxiety is indeed very dangerous. So you're programming yourself the other way again. And as a consequence, you're sort of in a self-fulfilling prophecy where stress and anxiety becomes indeed very bad. And the symptoms that the brain creates to protect you against your own anxiety, which is there also as a result of suppression, becomes worse and worse and worse. And that's why most people who are intensively doing a brain retraining program, course, technique, experience that after, let's say, 6 or 9 months, they are in a worse state than before. And the problem that I have about those courses is that they completely ignore all these primary symptoms and other kinds of symptoms and blame everything on the participant. In my own experience, the coach, I contacted the coach, and the thing that I got from him was, you needed to do it more frequent. You need to do it better. You're not doing it good enough. So keep doing what works. But that made me more stressed. So the message was that I was not doing it right. And now that I've coached probably more than 1,000 different people with a chronic disease, and most of them have first started a brain retraining course because it's sort of standard right now to start your way there. It's also been what the exact same phrase almost that they have been told. Just keep going. You're not doing it good enough. You need to do it more frequent. You're not doing it good enough. So there is no integrity there. There is no willingness to dive deeper. And that's exactly where I think these courses come short. And that's also the reason why, after working with so many people, that I've completely ditched brain retraining. Because in the past there were some videos about this topic in my old program, but I had to completely get rid of it. Some people also mentioned that I was like, the brain retraining on my program was a bit shallow. Well, now it's gone. But if you look at it, what is brain retraining? It is learning your brain to do things differently. So it is way more than just visualization of a good state. It is also to look at your anxiety. Let's say you have anxiety. It's in your chest. To deal with that differently. To connect with the stressor and to release it. Because despite suppressing it multiple hours per day, maybe, it can actually just be 10 minutes. 10 minutes and the stressor inside of your chest, which is there because it wants to get out. It's almost out of your system. There's just a tiny bit of resistance against it. It can just leave your body like that. And you start crying, maybe shivering, shaking. And then after that, it's just gone. And you want to go to sleep. You can sleep well. You're calm. It can be so easy. And as well, the techniques to bring you into the state that the anxiety can come up, that calms your nervous system down at first, can be so much simpler and easier. But I understand it, that most people, they have to have sort of the urge to be told what to do, and they get these techniques. And then you feel like you're doing it right. So I'm going to recover if I just do this, what they told me, in the right way. Well, there are a few people that do recover completely from it. It's a minority. It's a small group, and I'm really happy for them. Way to go. I think it's amazing. But please don't consider yourself to be the standard, because the standard gets anxiety and is going to get way, way worse after a while. And almost every week I receive a few emails from people asking me questions about if the course is right for them, because they've already done a brain retraining course. Will it still work for me, or can I have a discount because I probably already learned the release tools? Well, it's also I have to tell you, a lot of people are in these brain retraining courses, and they are experiencing that they miss something. Something is missing there. And then they come to me. And I used to work with a lot of people who are in these, maybe sometimes very expensive courses. And right now, I don't work with these people anymore, because it's a lot harder for me. These people are so wired in a way that these negative emotions are bad things, that the sympathetic state of the nervous system is a bad thing, that they are completely brainwashed in the opposite way of what I need them to be to release. So for them, working with me becomes more difficult. And we first need to undo the brain retraining, telling them that these emotions are actually okay. I mean, your body makes them, so why would they be wrong? And yes, you can be in a negative loop, but we can break the negative loop very simply, very easily. Just a few healthy habits, and people can relax maybe in 5 days. Let's say 4 or 5 days, you can reach the 70% mark, where other people have applied brain retraining for, in, let's say, the course of 3 months. So what other people do in 3 months can be done in a few days, and it can also be done, but it's difficult in the beginning, in 1 day. So a lot of people, they think that they had that 70% mark, and they were before at 10%, according to their own words. And they were so happy because of so much effort that they have reached that 70% mark. But then things go downhill. And it felt like they really lost something, what they worked so hard for. But then the good news is, it doesn't need to take that long. 1, 2, 3 days, if you've already been in that state, it can be all you need. So you didn't lose anything. In fact, you've gained something. You've gained the experience of that it is easy to go into that state, but as well that the old stress that your brain is resisting, that is coming up, is actually a very good thing. And in the release program, we sort of want to anticipate on waves where you feel good, so that something can come up, and then we release it. Before we release it, you go down again, you feel more stressed, you put in some effort to release, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then after a release, you're going to feel better again. And that's why we have the pattern with the ups and downs. Whereas before, you think it's a diagonal pattern, it's just not. And we want it to flow as much as we can. Because if the good days are lasting really long, yeah, then it also takes longer for you to release all the old stress. And it doesn't mean that we're focusing upon releasing everything as fast as possible. Because between those releases, you can be in a state of joy, you can enjoy life. And that's also a form of brain retraining. But this time you don't have to visualize it, because it becomes funny, right? If you need to visualize going to a lake when you can actually go to a lake. But then, you know, like, it's becoming uncomfortable if you're really stressed and you chronically want some distraction, and you can go through that state. Let the unease come up, the boredom, etc. And behind that boredom and unease is just more presence, more ease, more silence, more peace. And by getting into that state, a joyful state, every day a little bit more, especially after a release, you also wire your brain that that is a good state. But this time it takes almost no effort. And that's a difference. That's a difference. Many people are also very afraid of the symptoms, and focusing upon the symptoms makes them wired or stressed. And from what I've been hearing is that this sort of secondary stress is also right now in brain training programs. So that's a very good thing already. And in the release program, you learn how to play with your symptoms. So maybe you get stressed, maybe some symptoms come up, but then you learn to release the underlying stress that wants to come up. And as a consequence, the symptoms can disappear instantly. So both ways, the brain training way and the release way, are about getting a different relationship with your symptoms. But in one, with the brain training way, if you don't release your symptoms, which can be released instantly, then it just becomes sort of a mental thing. Whereas if you experience an immediate release and an immediate improvement or disappearance of your symptoms, then it becomes an experience. And then you know, and then you, those symptoms don't no longer bother you that much. So instead of brain retraining and telling your brain that these emotions are indeed very dangerous when you apply the stop technique, you go and sit, you apply a release method, maybe yourself or maybe one of the guided sessions from the program. You make sure that you have a release or a partial release, and you feel better. And it becomes just so simple. Something else about brain retraining is a lot of people are asking me why I don't create a brain retraining program, because it's really popular, and what they then tell you is that you can earn a lot of money with it. Yes, you can become rich by creating a brain retraining program. But the thing is that I did not do this to get rich. So 4 years ago, I started coaching for free. And I had a program until like 7 months ago or something like that, that was completely for free. So I was here really to dive into the truth and to the most effective way. And for me, that was working with thousands of people to really get into each case, to try to understand it and see if we can improve it. And along the way, I've discovered that we can release the symptoms, but that was sort of by accident. And also at the same time, because I had a few years ago a relapse, and we managed to release that instantly. So that's sort of how it evolved. And only because of that did I need to change everything. So instead of grabbing some things from books and the internet, I needed to get rid of all of that. And I needed to work only with the stuff that works with clients. And the brain retraining stuff, what I still tried in the beginning, just wasn't working. I didn't see immediate results with it. Maybe some long-term results, but in a coaching session, you don't want to aim for long-term results. You want people to feel better instantly. So that's how I moved away from the old way of work to the new way of work. So check out the program and yeah, just start a release process. And even if you are doing a brain retraining program, then know that there is something lacking in that, a release. And you can maybe do that yourself, maybe with a therapist or with the course. And with the course, we have preparations for every type of release, because we have different types of release to get it out of your body. And then slowly by slowly, we can go deeper and deeper into the releases and the stress. Thank you for watching or listening, and I'll see you.